Hey friends, this is Matthew Benz Whittington from First Congregational Church in Boulder with your Advent reading and blessing for today. Our reading is going to come from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 6 through 14. And in this text, Paul is writing to the church in Galatia. And in this part, he talks about how faith in the Jewish tradition came through Abraham and then also was a part of the law. But he talks about how now, through Christ, there is another way towards faith. So listen now for a word from God. So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse. As it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteousness will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says, the person who does these things will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Father Abraham and many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord, right foot, right arm, left arm. So, for those of you who know this song, you know that it can go on for a while. And I'm even willing to bet that some of you who have a memory from your childhood are a camp where that song comes up. My thought for today is that I hope that you can find your inner child, and bring out that kid in your life right now. This is a really busy time of year, and so it can be stressful. I hope that you are able to find some fun in your busy day. And my blessing is that you spread joy to someone else during their day. Give them a compliment. Help them with a task. Make their day easier by using some of your own time to help them. And as we approach Christmas Day, I pray that you are finding yourself centered and prepared to welcome the Christ child into our midst. Be blessed, y'all.